There's three of us here. There's Barbara Spring, Musa Zawana, and me, Lex Bagat.
All right. And where are you at?
We are at the Grand Street Community Arts Center here at 68 Grand Street, downtown Albany.
And are you asking folks to come out this evening?
No, no, not this evening.
Oh, our first meeting.
Sorry, actually, we are having our first meeting for volunteers. We actually have been blessed to be granted a low-power FM license from the FCC for a community radio station here at Grand Street. And so we are out here tonight, and we are looking for any volunteers that want to come out and maybe be a part of the opening parts or the putting together of this station.
Yeah, so tonight's our first volunteer meeting today from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 68 Grand Street.
And can you tell us what's the station going to be like, or do you even know yet?
Well, the whole basis of our station is to be a voice for the community. We're looking to be a community station that allows basically everybody to come out and have a voice. So our program is going to be similar to, say, like the college stations, where 1 hour you might hear something from the LGBT community, and then the next hour might be something from the Burmese community, and the next hour might be a jazz show. So we're inviting everybody in the community. If you feel like you've got something that you want to share with the community, whether it's talk or it's music or, you know, anything that can be formatted for radio, to come on out and, you know, be a part of this community thing we're doing.
And you guys run the Grand Street Community Arts Center. Can you tell us what that is and give us some history and background to that?
Well, so WSCR is located. Barbara, maybe you want to join us for this question. No, Barbara's a little busy with something. WSCR is located in Grand Street Community Arts, which is an art center that's in historic St. Anthony's Church in downtown Albany. Right now, the church is actually in the middle of it's kind of a crazy year because we're in the middle of restoring the building and really reevaluating our programming. We have youth. Our cornerstone program is a youth education program called Youth FX. Which teaches teenagers to produce video documentaries. We also have had a long history of other youth programming, but all of that is a little bit on hold this year as we just fix the roof of the building, deal with some plumbing and other issues in the basement to make a presentation venue in the basement, and like getting the heat set up in the building so that it can actually be year round. And doing a lot of things for the building to make it possible for us to be a home for this radio station, since the radio station will be the first real 12-month program in this building.
You're going to need to build a studio, or do you already have something?
I don't know. Can you see us? We're not on video Skype, but maybe if somebody from Wave Farm wants to come visit, you'll see our beautiful choir loft. And there's the architects from TAP, from the Troy Architectural Program, have helped us make some plans for enclosing the choir loft with a kind of an accordion door so that we can have a recording studio that's in there but still also open the accordion doors to see the big stained glass window and let the light come in when the radio studio doesn't need to be acoustically isolated from the rest of the church. And that's the plan.
Give folks a sense of where the community center is.
We are at the corner of Grand Street and Madison. So we are right down the hill from the New York State Museum and right up the hill from the downtown McDonald's.
If that makes sense. Near the Madison Ave exit on 787.
And how far from the Capitol is it?
It's a couple blocks. We're very close to the cathedral and the governor's mansion. That's at basically, if you were thinking of Empire Plaza, the south end of Empire Plaza is the State Museum that Musa had mentioned, and the north end of Empire Plaza is the Capitol. So the Capitol's about half a mile from here.
Maybe, yeah.
And what sort of coverage area do y'all envision the station?
The station is, do you know the wattage?
I believe we're going to be at 100 watts.
I think it's 100, yeah. I think I saw on the application.
Yeah, 100 watts, and we've got two options for where the antenna goes, and that's going to make a big difference. We were approved to be here on the top of the church itself, which would give us a broadcast district, a broadcast area of about the city of Albany. But we also have opened up some talks and possibly getting on one of the Albany housing buildings, because we're a nonprofit and it's a community station. You know, we might have the option of getting on top of one of the Albany housing buildings, which would give us coverage maybe even as far as Troy.
Yeah, because we're very, because of the hill, like we're downhill. So from the church, which is where our antenna has now been approved by the FCC, we will get to like to the city of Rensselaer, the south end, which is our primary, the south end of Albany, which is our primary listening area. But we're not actually sure until it gets going how far west of Swan Street we will actually reach because of the topography.
It sounds like our signals may slightly overlap, perhaps.
They
may get close.
A little bit in the south, although, or actually probably only on the Rensselaer side, only on the other side of the river will they overlap much, I think.
And what is the frequency, Alex?
107.1.
And you said before that you'd been talking with the folks at TAP, the agricultural group, architectural group, in Troy. And they also are on the waiting. Actually, they're on a waiting list. You have a construction permit. They're on a waiting list to see if they get a license with.
Excellent.
So have you talked to them about partnerships or have you talked to that? There's basically four other independent media and the Troy Bike Rescue and a couple other groups.
I actually can't speak to that, but if we talk again in a month or so with an update of how we're doing, Victoria Carezzi, who works with Grand Street Community Arts, also works with the sanctuary and could probably speak to that.
And where are you if folks want to help or want to do a radio show or want to help build a studio or anything at all? What should they do?
Come on down to Grand Street. You know, sometimes there's people here. As we said, we're doing some renovations. Or they can check us out online at grandarts.org. They can send us an email at info@grandarts.org. Or they can give us a call. 518-463-2222 is the number here at the center.
I would just add to that, Tom, that the best way to find out about meetings right now, the next couple of months, because the meetings around the radio station are getting organized a little bit quickly, and so they don't always make it onto the website, but they always make it to our Facebook page.
Yes.
So if you go to Facebook.com/GSC Arts, that's the Grand Street Community Arts page on Facebook, all of the meetings around the radio station will definitely be posted there.
So liking the Facebook page will get you alerts and things.
Liking the Facebook page will get you alerts, and hopefully in April the website will be reorganized with the mailing lists a little bit better organized around the radio station. But right now the website's in a little bit of overhaul to get the news all up to date with the radio station and other projects in the building.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre. I think I saw online you're calling it South End Radio. Is that true?
South End Radio. Yep, that's what we're looking at. And again, that's our main coverage area, and that's, you know, the main demographic that we're serving. But once we find out where our coverage really is, you know, we'll try to serve everybody that's in our coverage area.
Yeah. What is the coverage area like? What kind of people live there? Rich or poor? Is it industrial?
This neighborhood here, for example, where Grand Street Community Arts is located, is a very diverse neighborhood with well-to-do people and working poor and people who are on welfare and struggling, coming out of prison and readjusting to life in the outside. We have public housing in this neighborhood and very, very fine housing as well. And then the station will also go across the river, which is
Rensselaer,
which is, I can't speak actually about the demographics of Rensselaer.
Very blue collar, a lot of homeowners, a lot of working class people.
Yeah, I remember Rensselaer being very Italian and homeownerish, although I imagine that it's been changing over time, you know, like many places. And then we're not sure how far west the listening area goes. It will also reach the port of Albany, which includes the truck stop and the port. And
the interstate, you're going to get some people driving through?
Are going to have 787, yeah.
787, and the governor could be listening.
The governor's mansion is within our listening range, yes. Yeah.
As well as some of our senators and assembly folk.
Yeah, does the governor have children? I mean, because I, I, I,
It's a good question.
Well, his brother's on CNN. I don't know.
I wonder if he's got teenage kids who may want a show.
Oh, if they want a show, I see.
I'm pretty sure his kids in
college. That's good. Maybe
what about the governor? I mean, he used to do Fred Dicker every Friday, and now he does Susan Arbiter. So you could be the new place where the governor goes every week to do a radio appearance.
We could. Does he do like a spiel, like a Friday night spiel?
He did it with this one person, and then they had the dispute, and so he went to somebody else, and now he does it with somebody else. And it's a thing. So if he has a dispute with Susan Arbiter, you guys could jump in there and take it.
Hey, thanks for the tip.
Are you planning to cover state politics since you're right there? And you might, like stations like ours throughout the Hudson Valley, need folks to cover state politics. And you're right there. Are you going to do anything like that? Like when there's protests, are you going to be out there with microphones?
We would definitely like to. The live broadcasting from remote locations, obviously that's going to depend a lot on the equipment that we're able to obtain. And so we're working on getting our equipment list together and what our want list is. As far as news is concerned, definitely have plans for a GSC kind of sponsored news, as well as hoping that we might be able to get some of the other local non-for-profits or even some of the national non-for-profits that have local offices to see if they'd be interested in being a part of, if not creating their own segments.
Yeah, you have all kinds of reporters from New York City papers. New York Times has several, I guess, Albany reporters. You're crawling with reporters up there, right?
Well, that's the thing about Albany. You know, New York might be the default capital, but we're the actual capital. And for that reason, a lot of people have an office here or some kind of representation here, like you're saying, especially to cover the politics. And so I think we'll be able to tap into that more on a local scene, but we'll be able to tap into, you know, this cluster of people that are here.
And as a percentage, there's probably only a station or two in Washington, D.C. that will have more lobbyists as potential listeners.
And you're very right. And we've just got to figure out how to tap into that correctly.
Yeah. It's a little hard to compete with Alan Chartok on that front, but.
All right, I have to turn my mic off for a second there. Something happened. 518-622-2598 is our number if you want to call in. And well, here's a caller. Do you want to take a call, you guys?
Sure, we'd love to.
Let's see. Do you want to be on the air? Hello? Yes, would you like to go on the air? Oh, it's Slink and Chatham. Okay, we'll put Slink on too. All right, we've got everybody on the air. Slink and Chatham is here too. So Grand Street, Slink, hold on just a second. Let me say goodbye to the Grand Street folks.
Let me get my bearings here.
All right, we'll get our bearings here. Lex, and again, it's Musaf, is that?
Musa, M-U-S-A.
M-U-S-A, okay, I'm sorry. M-U-S-A. I was getting ready while, Barbara's somewhere in the background there too. And for the next 2 hours, you guys are having a volunteer meeting, and anybody's welcome to stop by.
Yes, we are. 68 Grand Street, Grand Street Community Arts Center. Yeah.
And give the website again.
Grandarts.org.
And it's WSCR you're calling it for now, or you're getting that approved?
No, it's happening.
WSCR 107.1 FM.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in today. We will be listening soon. You guys should come down and visit the Wave Farm soon.
We need to visit. And Tom, maybe at the end of April, we could have another check-in on air. That would be awesome.
That sounds great. You guys are always welcome to check in.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot there.